prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the Studio Gym, where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. During the first half hour, we're going to be joined by Dr. Jeff Galini to perform our Science for Humans episode, regularly scheduled episode. We're going to be talking about cGMP manufacturing, what it means, why is it important, and is everybody out there doing it. Then we're going to change it up. We're going to be joined by elite powerlifter turned Olympic lifter, Coach Wade Johnson, talk about mastering masters Olympic lifting at a late stage of life. He is doing some amazing things, breaking some records and competing, and we're going to share in his story to give all of us older guys hope that there's always one more trick in the hat. Before we get started, a couple things that I have to mention. The first, of course, is we always have to pay special props to All American Pharmaceutical and All American EFX Sports, their product line, because they give special attention to Superhuman Radio, making this show possible week in and week out. So thank you to them. And then, of course, don't forget this Casual Friday, we've got some special announcements to make that we're going to be talking about with the lovely and talented Elisa Profumo. She's going to reveal her secrets for what she does for her skin. She gets literally hundreds of messages from women all around the world wanting to know what she does for her skin. And she's going to reveal those secrets. I can tell you that she's had no work done on her face whatsoever. It's all from the things that she does that work from the inside out. So she'll be sharing some of those secrets in the upcoming weeks. We're going to talk about that on Casual Friday this week. But without further ado,
this is Science for Humans with Dr. Jeff Galini.
How you doing, Dr. Jeff?
I'm doing good, Carl. How are you doing?
It's wonderful. What's the weather like in Billings today? You have to tell me.
You know, today is supposed to be 72.
Wow.
How about that, huh?
That is pretty good. It's actually 56 degrees today, but it's just starting to get sunny here in Louisville. I am desperately in need of sunshine, Dr. Jeff. Nothing makes me happier than sunshine. Are you the same way?
You know, I am. I never really believed it because I lived in California for so long until I moved out here to Montana where we had those longer winters and realized that, man, I'm like a bear. I just want to hibernate and sleep and, you know, during that winter, but bring the sun out. I don't need an alarm clock. Sun comes in the window. I'm up and you just feel better, you know?
I was going to say that's really the way we evolved to wake up. We evolved to wake up when light hit the retina. That's when we started to wake up because there's all sorts of changes that occur with the neuropeptides that are transmitted that cause you to wake up. And waking up to an alarm clock is unnatural. Sleeping in past daylight is unnatural. And so I agree with you. I'm the same way. The sun comes in and I want to get out of bed and go outside.
So I know we're hoping that spring, you know, we kind of don't really have a spring. We go from winter to summer. So hopefully summer is here. We did get some snow last week in between 80 degree weather, but that's Montana for you.
Yeah, right.
Hey, so I hear you got big Wade Johnson coming on, huh?
Yeah, Wade. You know, Wade is a elite powerlifter. Had some amazing totals when he was competing. Squatted over 1,000 pounds. I mean, he's got huge bench press, huge deadlift, and he turned his sights on Olympic lifting. And he has been very, very dedicated to the process. And he just made nationals just recently. And this is no small feat because I think Wade is pretty close to 48 now.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing. I've read about him and heard of him. So tell Big Wade I said, hey.
I will do that. All right. So let's talk about something that's equally important. And it doesn't matter what supplement you buy. There is a way to manufacture supplements, a standard, if you will, that almost guarantees the quality of the supplement you're receiving is there. And then there are those who kind of just do whatever they want, and the average consumer doesn't know the difference, and hence the initiation of something called GMP manufacturing took place. First of all, when did GMP manufacturing titles occur?
Well, I'm going to bring in the whole kind of history, because you got to kind of look at what the United States has done and how we got to where we started to where we are right now. So it all started back in 1906. It was called the Pure Food and Drug Act. This was really the first act that the FDA got involved with to basically protect consumers trying to make drugs and food more safe. In 1938, they amended that with the Federal Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act. And essentially, they just tried to make foods, drugs, and cosmetics more safe for everybody. So they kind of clumped them together. About 1968, they amended that particular act, and they called it the Electronic Product Radiation Controls Provision Act, where now they're bringing in, you know, radiation, what's allowed, what's not, you know, talked about marketing drugs. Then we move to 1958, which was between the amended Food and Drug and Cosmetic Act, and they came out with the Food Additives Amendment of 1958. And this was all talking about what is recognized as generally safe, you know, what food additives can be used, when can they be used. They kind of brought in something called the Delaney Clause, which dealt with cancer. You know, if something was found to cause cancer in animals, you couldn't bring it in under this amendment of 1958. Then we jump all the way to 1994, which is really when dietary supplements started to take off. So the government decided it needed to separate that from foods. Prior to that, it all fell under, you know, the Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act. So this was called the Dietary Supplement Health and Education Act of 1994. Under this act, it was, again, you know, supplements are unregulated. And people kind of get misled when they think unregulated.
Yeah, and I want to address that specifically. Yes, please.
And I'm going to bring it up now, because in this act, it basically says under this act, supplements are mainly unregulated without proof of effectiveness or safety. What they're comparing it to is the Drug Act. So we got to keep in mind that, you know, the difference between a drug and a dietary supplement, there are two main differences. Number one, drugs are considered unsafe until proven safe, and drugs are developed to treat, prevent illnesses. So that's why there's a whole lot more safety that has to be proved. Now, supplements are considered safe until they are proven unsafe, but dietary supplements, you can't make a claim. So last week we were talking about vitamin C. You can't make a claim that vitamin C cures scurvy. But if there was enough research and that vitamin C became a prescription drug where Big Pharma got involved, then they went through all the protocols of, you know, developing the right test and
spending the millions of dollars
that are required, then they could make that claim, and then you now will be paying a dollar a pill instead of 99 cents a bottle. But we'll get back to kind of that unregulated.
Well, but wait a minute. I want to make a point here, and yes. I want to ask you a question and be educated here. So a lot of people like to use that, well, you know, supplements are not regulated to mean that the manufacturers of supplements don't have any guidelines or standards to adhere to. Now, number one, that's not true, right? I mean, if you say something is on your label, or there's something in that bottle that's not on your label, the FDA can penalize you. They can punish you, right?
Yeah, the unregulated means, again, you know, that's kind of a drug term, is any new drug is not a drug. It's unregulated. It's unapproved is now the new terminology. So that's really what it means. As far as being unregulated, absolutely not. June 25th, 2007, the FDA brought what they called the final rule, the new CGMP practices, which took dietary supplements as kind of equal with foods, but more like drugs, to the number two most regulated industry. And when you're out here, we were talking about this, the nuclear industry is the number one. Number two is now dietary supplements. Drugs are number three. We aren't allowed to have any side effects in our product. So, you know, dietary supplements can be assumed safe until they're unproven safe. So if we go out with side effects, the FDA is going to prove that unsafe and it's going to be banned. And, you know, we're going to end up with all types of problems and fines and litigation where a drug is the complete opposite. You know, they can prove that it works, but it doesn't have to be safe. You know, have you ever seen one of those commercials where there's like, you know, 100 side effects and you're going, why would somebody want to use that drug?
I know. It's crazy. It's crazy. You would think that they would be held to the same standards as supplements. You know what I mean?
That's under a whole – they're still under the 1968 Federal Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act. I like the ones where, you know, yeah, it may cause acne or nausea and then death.
Yeah,
what did
right.
I say?
Right.
Death.
Right. Right. So, okay. So for those people out there who think that drugs are, quote, unquote, unregulated from the standpoint is that manufacturers can do whatever they want, that's not true. And the FDA already has enough oversight – to punish companies that don't live up to the standards. We don't need more government oversight in the supplement industry. Would you agree
Absolutely.
With that statement?
We need, yeah, and we don't. And I think it was something that was very important because, you know, prior to this this new final rule, which is the 21 CFR Part 111 to us in the dietary supplement industry, we were supposed to be like food. So, you know, have you ever been into a kitchen? A restaurant? Do people wear gloves and hairnets and booties? No, I mean,
no, but they should. They should in some restaurants.
Food is unregulated.
Yeah, yeah.
Obviously, they have regulations, but they're nowhere near as stringent as what came out here in 2007. So, dietary supplement manufacturers are heavily regulated. We're heavily inspected. And our guidelines are very, very, very stringent from not only to how the products are produced, to make sure that they are safe, to follow that they aren't adulterated, that they don't have any things into them. Two, we're also responsible for outside of our facilities. I was just reading last night, just kind of refreshing on some of the guidelines dealing with building and grounds, and it says something like, if you don't own the property next door, you're still responsible to make sure that they keep their weeds down. Now, how do you
do that?
That's
crazy. That's crazy.
So, and again, you know, the whole idea is that, you know, to keep rodent infestation, insects down, you know, if you keep your lawns and your, you know, grass and stuff well kept, you're going to minimize, the chances of, you know, something getting into, to facility. But that is part of the new guidelines and that's how stringent and, strict they are.
Okay. So, enter GMP. Is that true that it stands for good manufacturing practices?
It is. And they actually call it the CGMP, which means current, because these are kind of current, good manufacturing practices. I like to call it, you know, continued good manufacturing practices because manufacturers are supposed to continually work on the improvement, the quality of their products. So it isn't like, okay, you know, the speed limit is 55. I'm driving 55. I don't have to do anything else anymore. You know, we're required to, okay, drive 55. Am I now safe? Do I now have, you know, am I looking the right way and doing all the right things? So there's a whole lot more to just getting there. It's maintaining and then continuing to improve.
Now, does every manufacturer out there use GMP manufacturing techniques to produce their products?
Well, Carl, here is the problem is, you know, the FDA is the least funded of all of the government agencies. In 2007, the government issued a whole lot of money to this particular program, and they hired, I don't know, was it something like 200 additional auditors who were going to help go out and do the audits. Well, what we found here at All American Pharmaceutical, 2007, 2008, 2009, we had three inspections back to back yearly, and probably 90% of manufacturers that we knew hadn't even had one yet. So we saw that they were still understaffed, and in areas like our area where the rotation, there isn't that many manufacturers, you know, your number comes up a lot quicker. But after that government shutdown, I don't know, what was that, a couple years ago? And they cut funding.
Yep.
FDA had a lot of their funding cut. So all of the auditors that they hired, they got rid of most of them. So again, it's kind of underfunded. So yes, everybody is supposed to be following them. Are everybody? Absolutely not. And that's where the problem
Okay, stands. So let me get this straight. So there are manufacturers out there that I happen to know of that are not cGMP manufacturers. They're making products right now that are showing up in places like Vitamin Shoppe and GNC. I know this for a fact, okay? So
right.
Is it incumbent upon the Vitamin Shoppes and GNCs of the world to say, this is not GMP, we're not offering it, in order to help the industry enforce this itself?
You know, that's what you'd like to see. You'd like to see actually consumers. You know, we've talked about on past shows all of this, these lawsuits, protein spiking, the herbal adulteration. Yet consumers still are looking for the best value. The GNCs of the world are still looking for the cheapest price. So everybody wants to kind of, you know, just close their eyes. This is how things are being done. Don't care. It's crazy. You know, I mean, I don't know. I mean, any good business, you think you'd want to put out your best. I mean, that's what I was always taught.
I got to tell you, I'm learning on this show as a company that is now starting to produce some of my own supplements. I've been faced with this question and I've been told, oh, you know, we manufacture products now that are in GNC, but we're not GMP. You don't have to worry about that. It doesn't have to be GMP. And so I'm thinking, things don't have to be manufactured in a cGMP facility. But what you're saying is they absolutely do, but the industry just kind of turns a blind eye to it.
That's it.
Okay, we have to take a break. This is going to get real interesting, I can promise you. We're talking right now with Dr. Jeff Galini. This is Science for Humans. This is really important to everybody because we all buy supplements. So how do you know if something is manufactured in a cGMP facility? We're going to talk about that when we come back. Stay tuned.
Have you tried Carbaline yet? It's what the pros use. At EFX Sports, we know athletes and we know what it takes to safely fuel their performance. That's why we created Carbaline, the ultimate formulated to win carbohydrate drink. Whether you want to quickly carb load before a big competition or you want to recover faster after a workout, Carbaline is the answer. Carbaline is sugar-free, gluten-free, and caffeine-free. Best of all, you can try Carbaline right now absolutely free. Just head over to GetCarbaline.com and sign up to receive a free sample of this amazing carbohydrate formula. Once again, that's GetCarbaline.com. GetCarbaline.com.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Do you have a federal student loan? Did you know that the federal government has allotted millions of dollars to reduce or forgive your student loan debt? Are you getting your share of these federal forgiveness program dollars? If you answer no, then you need to call 866-539-2755 right now. FedAidAdvisors.com will qualify you right over the phone for free. One free phone call and FedAidAdvisors.com guarantees to reduce your payments, eliminate interest for the first 3 years, and even wipe your loan debt clean for those who qualify. The call is free to find out if you qualify. Call 866-539-2755 right now. That's 866-539-2755.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoCana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of KetoCana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com. KetoMinds.com and click the Keto Cana banner ad today.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin. Human by Rev Genetics today.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back to Science for Humans. You heard the ad for the free sample of Carbolin, and you heard Dan Matha this week on the Matha Motivation Hour. He's going on to the WWE training camp in July. You're going to hear of him again, trust me. I predicted that he'll be as big as Big Dave Bautista and The Rock someday. And you heard him talk about how he uses Carbolin to fuel his long workouts. That's a pretty good deal to get a free sample of Carbolin. There's a banner ad at the top of superhumanradio.com. It's pretty cool of you guys to do that, Dr. Jeff.
Yeah, you know, it kind of fits into this whole thing. You know, if you can try a product and evaluate it yourself, I think that's probably one way you can weed out, you know, if something was made properly.
Well, I've always said this personally from both a consumer standpoint as well as a sponsor. Someone who solicits sponsors, that I can usually help you have an initial customer trial, but if your product sucks, that's as far as it's going to go. And you can see, you see how quickly some sponsors back away. They don't even want to give free samples away. They want people to put flesh in the game because their whole business model is to just get that one order. They're not worried about repeat business. And as a result of that, these are the companies that usually are launching brand new products and phasing out old products on a year-to-year basis. But when you have somebody who says, look, try it, see for yourself, there's a lot of trust in that product's efficacy because they wouldn't do that without you spending money.
Absolutely. And that's what happens here. Like when you go to buy a bed, they actually say, take it home and try it. And I was like, wow. They're pretty confident that they want you to get the right product, you know.
But, you know, so, but I got to say something because we're buying a mattress too. So I said to the girl, but what are you going to do with my mattress when you deliver this? She goes, well, we'll take it away. I'll say, and I said to her, well, that's not going to work. She said, why? I says, because if this mattress sucks after a week and you have to take it back, I'm sleeping on the floor. I says, will you leave my mattress? She goes, well, I have to ask my manager. Ha!
I know out here, they actually bring you the new one that you want to try. My mother-in-law went through like 5 of them. But, you know, again, the cool thing is you should be able to try something.
Yes.
Saying out here in Montana is you don't buy a horse until you rode it.
That's the truth. You know. And don't buy Carbolin until you try it. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Get Carbolin Free banner ad at the top. You can't miss it and try it for yourself. All right. So, and obviously Carbolin is CGMP manufactured. So there you go. Even better.
Yeah, right, so, absolutely. So, you know, one of the frustrating things as a CGMP manufacturer in the United States is that, you know, we're not all working from the same level. I can't tell you how many companies come to us to have something made and they say, oh, my other manufacturer is making it for $1.50 a bottle. And I have to say, for $1.50, you get a bottle and a lid from me. I can't even put anything in it. So, you know, it is frustrating because there are a lot of good manufacturers in the United States that do a great job. And I support our industry fully. It's, you know, sorry if you're in the used car business, but I always say it's the used car salesmen's that got into our industry that are only worried about the bottom line, and they don't care what they have to do to get there, what, you know, whether they cheat. And it makes it difficult for you folks to know what is a good product.
So
one thing, go on Google and Google their address. I Googled one the other day and it was a city park.
Really?
Yeah.
They didn't have a facility.
Yeah. And you know, when you have a P.O. box, what does that tell you? You know, what kind of facility claims they make a product? You know, you should be able to go and look at their facility. Oh, yeah, that's not a barn. That looks nice. And always look for how many trash dumps do they have? Do they have big trash dumpsters? If not, they're probably not doing the business they say.
Well, let me ask you a question, a more obvious question. So if I walk into a Vitamin Shoppe or a GNC and I'm looking at a bottle of something, is there a CGMP emblem that I should see?
You know, unfortunately, there isn't. Everybody is now, you know, trying to scurry to come up with something. So most people are making theirs up. So it is really difficult to know who is. But I guess my best recommendation is, you know, if you've read in a reputable magazine like Forbes, and these folks have been sued for adulteration, don't buy their product.
Yeah.
You know, start weeding them out. You know, the brands that have been around for a long time probably are there for a reason. It's the brands that come today and promise you, you know, the world and are gone next week.
Yeah.
Those are the ones you really want to be wary about. But the ones that have been around, there's been some brands that, my goodness, have been since I was a kid. They must be doing something right. You know, they wouldn't be in business that long.
Well, wait a minute. So, Dr. Jeff, just like GMO labeling is not required, however, manufacturers who are sensitive to those of us who want to stay away from GMO foods are now putting no GMOs in their foods on their own. Isn't it? Do you put CGMP on your label just because you want people to know?
Yeah, what we put on, you know, what we try to tell people is you go out to reputable third party auditors, because don't take my word for it. You know, even if you come to the facility and you know, you're amazed.
Yeah, we don't know what we're looking at. Yeah, we don't know.
Let's get legitimate third parties that's what they do for a living. So NSF is, you know, probably the biggest. So if that product is made in an NSF facility, probably you can count on it. But if they also carry the Informed Choice or Informed Sport, absolutely. So look for those certifications. Don't look for, you know, a GMP logo that has nothing behind it.
So you know, for those of you who don't know, NSF stands for National Sanitation Foundation. They also oversee the food industry and the food manufacturing industry.
Oh, they do everything. Yeah. They do washers and dryers. I mean, they're a big outfit that goes in and certifies. And they're very stringent. In the old days, they were a little lax, but now they took a little bit of heat with some facilities not quite being up to standards. So they've really upped their standards in order to receive those. But remember, you know, just because the brand is NSF doesn't mean the manufacturer is NSF. So you want to make sure that brand says their product was manufactured in an NSF facility, because those are two different type of registrations.
Interesting. So the bottom line is, like everything else, you have to put a little effort in to choosing these products. But more importantly, once you find a manufacturer that does this, then look at expanding your purchases of the things you already buy from them. In other words, if you've gravitated towards, let's say, EFX Sports because of their Carbolin, and now you notice they also make a buffered crealkaline product, right? And you're buying some other modified creatine product from a company that you don't know is reputable. Switch your purchase over to a company, because you know what I mean? It's like the brand now, everything under the brand is safe. You know, this company does everything this way. Buy your products from them.
Absolutely. We do it as consumers in every other industry except our supplements. We would not go out and buy the cheapest car when we really wanted a Ford or Chevy just because it was half price, you know. So we've got to scrutinize and be more educated when we're using our supplements, as we do when we're buying other things that we buy.
And I'll tell you something else. I think that the challenge, the gauntlet must be handed to the big supplement distributors. And I know that this will actually impact their bottom line because they'll actually have to thin the herd of what they offer. But I think that the consumer needs to put pressure on the GNCs and the vitamin shops of the world to say, look, we buy here because we trust you. But if you're buying products from companies that can't be trusted, then we can't trust you.
Absolutely. And when you know there's an issue, don't just remove the products from your New York store. Remove them across the nation. It's the same thing.
Interesting. Very, very interesting.
Next week, right?
Yeah. Yeah, and we're going to talk more about that next week, exactly. Listen, Dr. Jeff, is there anything you want to say before we end this interview?
No, I just want to thank everybody and remind you that if you do have questions, ask the scientist on the front page of Superhuman Radio. I've had a lot of good questions come in, and some of you have said, is this really you? Yes, it is. A lot of questions come in, so if it takes me a few days to get back to you, to me, this is just fun. I like to be able to answer your questions, and they've been really, really good. So whatever I can do to help, you know where to find me.
There you go. All right, Dr. Jeff, we'll see you next week. You have a great rest of the week there in Billings, Montana.
Thank you, Carl. You also.
Okay, and we're going to take one quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to be joined by Coach Wade Johnson to talk about his path into Olympic lifting. Stay tuned.
Have you tried Carbaline yet? It's what the pros use. At EFX Sports, we know athletes and we know what it takes to safely fuel their performance. That's why we created Carbaline, the ultimate formulated to win carbohydrate drink. Whether you want to quickly carb load before a big competition or you want to recover faster after a workout, Carbaline is the answer. Carbaline is sugar-free, gluten-free, and caffeine-free. Best of all, you can try Carbaline right now absolutely free. Just head over to GetCarbaline.com and sign up to receive a free sample of this amazing carbohydrate formula. Once again, that's GetCarbaline.com. GetCarbaline.com.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to oral health problems. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good people will comment about it. Right now you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to BrooksCubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer e-books, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for physical culture radio by going to BrooksCubic.com right now.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. You know, one of the things that makes Madonna so amazing as a personality is that she constantly reinvents herself. The ability to reinvent yourself is no small task. And the older you get, the harder it becomes. So that's why when someone in our superhuman community reinvents themselves and puts into their reinventive phase every ounce of blood, sweat, and tears that they can, and also happens to be one of us guys who is getting up in age, we're being told by society that we're running out of options, we're running out of time, sit back, relax, don't push the envelope, what are you trying to prove? We have to take that person, we have to hold them up as high as we can, and not only applaud them and celebrate them, but look at them and say, they're I can go as well. And that's what this next discussion is with Coach Wade Johnson. How you doing, Coach?
Hey, I'm great, and great to be with you, Carl. It's been a while.
Yeah, it has. And frankly, you've been busy, and we're going to start at the beginning. So you started really talking about Olympic lifting and being more serious about Olympic lifting on one of the early Get Strong shows that we did with UI and Rob Regish. And you were still doing your powerlifting and training powerlifters, and you were doing the Olympic lifting more as, I'd almost say, like accessory work. Am I wrong by saying that?
Well, I had always had the desire to compete in Olympic lifting, and it was difficult early in my career just to find meets. And so I trained the lifts weekly, but I wouldn't say that I trained Olympic lifting. I just trained the lifts, and that served me very well. And I did a few competitions like that, and so it was something that kept me athletic, something that kept me in tune with the lifts if I needed it, because I have CrossFit clients and other athletes. So knowing how to do the lifts, you know, was important. But it was not something that I would ever give up my powerlifting training for. And so that kind of brings us, you know, to where we were. We talked about it, I think it was back probably in August, September, October area.
Right. And so, first of all, did what changed for you? Did you start to see your strength developing in this area and going, wow, you know, I could probably really step it up as far as competitions go? And if so, did you have to pull back from powerlifting, or did powerlifting actually enable you, or continue to train powerlifting style, enable you to get further in Olympic lifting?
Well, the thing that has served me really well, and I've got a coach, Osman Manzanares. He competed at the Barcelona Olympics in 1992. And is an incredibly good Olympic lifter. He's the real deal. And I will make no false pretense here. I'll just preface all this with saying I am a power lifter that is trying to be an Olympic lifter, and it's significantly different than an Olympic lifter just trying to be strong. However, what has served me well, and this is something that Oz has said to me several times, he goes, it's one thing to teach the technical aspect of weightlifting to an athlete, but strength a lot of times is very hard to come by. And the progress with Olympic lifting moves at a pace that is not for everyone, you know, as opposed to powerlifting. And but the thing that I have in spades, you know, is world-class power. And so that helps me get out of a bind where my technical ability is lacking in most cases.
So you're saying sometimes you can just muscle through some of these things where your technique is lacking?
Well, that makes a long story short, correct. So as far as how I've had to change my powerlifting training, really the biggest change is simply due to the injury to my shoulder that I got last year when I, you know, we talked about the oddness. I injured my left shoulder squatting at the last powerlifting meet that I did. And it's kind of come and gone, you know, since that period of time. My shoulder really felt good back in October, and that's when, you know, I felt the strongest. And at the beginning of the year, we were doing some things with the Olympic training that aggravated the shoulder again. So we're still trying to find that happy balance of you know, what I can and can't do, not only in the Olympic gym, you know, but when I'm training, you know, at the compound with my guys. Really the biggest change is kind of pulling back a little bit on my powerlifting volume, but I'm still training both sports. That it is a challenge, and it has nothing to do with my age, although the age counts, but the wear and tear and the amount of volume. And there are some challenges that I'm having to face that I haven't had before when I, even at my biggest and strongest at powerlifting, you know, while I train the Olympic lifts and even strongman. So training the Olympic lifting full time has its own set of challenges.
Dr. Jeff Galini gave you a shout out at the first half hour of today's show that he had heard of you as a world-class strength athlete. And I said that I thought you were 48. Am I correct? How old are you now?
I'm 49. I will be 50. This is April. I'll be 50 in 4 months.
Okay. So this really is no small undertaking for you. Number one, you know, teach a dog new tricks, obviously. But more importantly, number two, to muster up, because I also know about another injury. We have to take a break, but you injured your knee not too long ago when I want to say 700 or 800 pounds came down off the monolift the wrong way and roll down your back during a training session. This has been no small undertaking on your part, not just to muster up the dedication, but also to kind of coax your body into this, I have to believe, especially as we age. I know we don't want to believe that it's going to happen to us, but it does. You know, our body parts don't want to cooperate sometimes. Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. Let's talk about that when we come out of the break, okay?
Right on.
Okay, stay tuned. We're talking with Coach Wade Johnson. This is called Mastering Masters Olympic Lifting. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Crunchy. From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
The 1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to Primal-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoCana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of KetoCana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the KetoCana a banner ad today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Coach Wade Johnson. He started out by putting his toe in the water, and it seems now that he's made a big splash, no pun intended, within the Olympic lifting crowd. I said no pun intended. You weren't supposed to laugh.
Yeah, that is a lie.
No, but, you know, really, I mean, let's face it. I know that you're probably a lot like me, thinking, I trained too hard. I've done this too long. I'm not going to be like other people. My body is just going to be resilient until I don't want it to be resilient. I'm not going to get aches and pains. I'm not going to notice changes in my body. But your body goes, yeah, right, okay. Thanks for thinking that. And sometimes things don't work out. I know you injured your leg, right? Didn't the bar roll down your back one day when you?
When I was training for the meet that I did last year. As I was dieting down, and it was just a simple mistake on our, you know, all of our parts. And basically, when I was squatting 880, did my second rep, and when they brought the monolift rack in. You know, when you're that heavy, the bar will move.
It bends a little too. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's enough weight on the bar that even with a squat bar, it bends a little bit. and, you know, it whips a little bit. So it's never completely empty, you know, and there was three people spotting, so he slams the rack in, which is fine, but the rack hit the bar.
Yeah, instead of getting under the bar like a bumper jack would, it hit the bar and it knocked it over your back.
Well, I held on to it for as long as I could. I was telling him, I don't have it, I don't have it. You know, and thankfully we had safeties and everything, but eventually I could basically feel the Achilles all the way up to the hamstring tie-ins. You know, I felt like they were going to tear, and I finally just had to let the bar go.
Right.
And I have an old right knee injury, that had nothing to do with my lifting. It had more to do with I was unloading a truck of weights from running the 2005 WPA Worlds, misstepped and tweaked my knee, and it's been something that I've dealt with off and on, and I re-injured it pretty good about 4 weeks out from the meet that I squatted 1040. I mean, it was a big concern, and during that meet, my second attempt deadlift, I was pulling enough to total the 2400, and I was actually going to go up. The plan was to go over 700 pounds, and about two-thirds of the way up, I hyperextended that knee. You know, it was compromised, yeah. And I had to put the bar down and had to really alter the way that I pulled just to pull through. And I probably went about 3 months without decline pressing and front squatting because the knee was too tender. But, you know, through a little bit of time, you know, I was back to training for a 900-plus pound squat, and we had that accident, and it retweaked the knee, and it comes and goes. I mean, it's one of those things that it's never going to be 100% right.
Well, now, an Olympic lifting is much more ballistic, especially on the lower body. Has the knee given you any pause as a result of that?
It gets tender. I'm not going to lie to you. It's not something that every session is an issue, but I do nothing that I don't have knee braces on. I always have knee braces on. There are times that it comes into play, and when I competed a couple of weekends ago, I mean, it was something that I had to pay attention to. It was tender as we went along. So, I mean, it's something I have to pay attention to. You know, I have to ice it occasionally. I don't ice it enough, you know, but I'm supplementing for it. And, it's always there. It's not something that's ever going to not be part of training and competing.
We're going to talk about the meet, the Olympic lifting meet, next segment. But the other thing I want to mention to you or ask you about is this. You have a lovely woman in your life, Melissa Brown. She has really excelled in Olympic lifting. How much has this reinventing yourself had to do with the fact that you can't help somebody up a hill without getting there yourself?
It's she's the spearhead of this. Now let me say this: it wasn't because she was doing it that I chose to do it.
No,
she and I met at a powerlifting meet a couple of years ago, and you know, started you know this friendship. And she has always wanted to compete in Olympic lifting. And I contacted a friend of mine that has an Olympic gym in Cincinnati, and that's how she started. She'd trained when she lived in Texas for a while, but never competed, has always wanted to. And so a lot of times when I was visiting her when she lived in Cincinnati, one of the things that we would do together is we'd go train Olympic lifting. I was training. I wanted to compete early last year. And she was training because she wanted to eventually lift in a meet. And I coach her in powerlifting, and it's one of those things where there are times that she has to train at home. I have to be a little more educated than a guy that, you know, snatches one time a week and clean and jerks
right. One
time, you know, another part of the week. And she and I have very little – our schedules are absolutely insane. And so we decided that our date night and our Friday night would be Olympic training. The Olympic coach, Osman, that I was telling you about earlier, was coaching her. She was training there, and he invited me to come lift. And you know, and I bring something to the table being there. And so it's been a good relationship for both of us.
Yeah.
And so, but for us, it was like we can go to out to eat or whatever us old people do on date night. I mean, you guys know this very well.
Yeah.
You know, or we can, you know, it was twofold. One is it's something Melissa and I do together and we love to do and we have a really good time. And she pushes me. I mean, she, trust me, this woman, you would never think it if you saw Melissa, if you spoke to Melissa. She just, you know, so unassuming, but she's vicious and trains so hard. I mean, she trains way harder than I want to. And so it was a way we can either go spend money on food and, you know, the occasional alcoholic beverage, or we can go train Olympic lifting and do the things that we said we always wanted to do. And then for me personally, it expands my horizons, not only as an athlete, which was important to me. You know, I've always said it'd be a nice feather in my hat if I could, you know, win a national event in Olympic lifting. And then to be able to offer my client base, you know, actually be able to speak on something beyond here. I know how to do the lifts. I can help you do that. You know, I have a better idea of how to train for the lifts and what to expect. And, you know, just like I did for powerlifting.
You know, the idea that you've made this transition and you've done so well already just speaks to the quality of athlete you've always been too. I mean, you know, just like the guy said, you know, you there's something that you learned in being a powerlifter, which is, will win out to the degree even where we push ourselves to where our body can't do what our will wants us to do. But that had to this is no small accomplishment. I just want people to understand this, because listening to this story and having you talk about it so casually doesn't really give this accomplishment the gravity that I think it deserves. That's just me. Let's go ahead and plug some of your websites, how people can reach out to you now that you can also contribute to their Olympic lifting desires as well.
You can always find me on Facebook, Wade Johnson. We've got the Ogre Compound has a Facebook page, and we're working on revamping that. Weightliftingdiscussion.com has a forum on it. You have to create a profile, and that's just to keep the spam down. And then you can always email me. I have two emails to reach me at, supersquad800@yahoo.com, and then teamogre@outlook.com. And that's where, you know, if you want to find out about Ogreware, about online training, about visiting the gym, we've been doing some seminars and stuff like that that we can talk about another time. And that's the best way to reach me. Or you can, Melissa's really great too. You can find her on Facebook as well.
And she's Melissa Brown. And that
Melissa
might be
Brown.
That might be a common name, but there's not a lot of women out there named Melissa Brown that can clean and jerk and snatch what she does. So that's how you probably can figure out you're talking to the right Melissa Brown. All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more of Coach Wade Johnson.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Do you have a federal student loan? Did you know that the federal government has allotted millions of dollars to reduce or forgive your student loan debt? Are you getting your share of these federal forgiveness program dollars? If you answer no, then you need to call 866-539-2755 right now. FedAidAdvisors.com will qualify you right over the phone for free. One free phone call and FedAidAdvisors.com guarantees to reduce your payments, eliminate interest for the first 3 years, and even wipe your loan debt clean for those who qualify. The call is free to find out if you qualify. Call 866-539-2755 right now. That's 866-539-2755.
2755.
New from the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex is finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
Do you want freakish muscle gains? Freakmaker Build from AAEFX is a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines Frotalin, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, prealkaline, and medium-chain triglycerides. A 2-to-1 carb-to-protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freakmaker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of Cre-alkaline pH-buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freakmaker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Oh, no, he didn't. That Shaft, he's a bad but shut your mouth. You and I are old enough to remember that song. Anyway.
Yeah.
Talk about this competition. So you've been preparing for this, obviously. Were you hopeful? Were you concerned? Did you go into this the same way you went into your 1,040 squat? I mean, were you confident? Or
no.
Were you like, man, I'm going to do the best I can?
Well, at first, there's a thing. A lot of people, they're competitors, or they're in the strength world. You're a gym lifter, or you're a competitor, and that was the thing that I've had several conversations with Coach Oz. You know that he and I are competitors, so it's one of those things where you're always hopeful. You know, And we talked, we both, as a matter of fact, his session was right before my session when we were at Nationals. And so I handled him and then he handled me. And there's always a certain level of nervousness. And, you know, you're always hopeful. But for me, I knew that I was stepping into a world that, you know, it was very different. It's a different atmosphere than powerlifting. It's a different mentality. And it's just a completely different sport. A lot of people think they're very much alike, and they're just not. I mean, at least that's my experience. And so I knew I was stepping off into something, you know, into deep water, because I just don't have a lot of experience with competing in Olympic meets. I had done two prior to qualifying. I qualified in your backyard back in December, and then my fourth meet ever was a national event. And then along with being injured, now November and December were great training months for me, excuse me, but I did a qualifier where I totaled 200 kilos. That was on a Saturday. I trained Monday and Wednesday, and Friday tested again, and my gym total was 215, so I was on a roll. And the first week of January, we were doing some deficit work. For the guys that do Olympic lifting, they'll understand what that means. And for a big guy, especially new to the training, it just didn't work well for me. And me trying to push through it, I re-injured my left shoulder. Mm. And so it's been a long road. I've hit one PR, and that was the end of February, I think it was, where I added a whole kilo after 2 months of training to my clean and jerk PR. Kind of fast forward to about 3 weeks out from the meet, and we're still not sure how I contracted this, but I had a bout of cellulitis.
For people who don't know what this is so painful. In fact, people can just get close to you. Would you have it in your leg?
In my shin, yeah, right above the ankle.
I mean, people can get close to you. You swear they're touching your leg, right?
Let me put it to you this way, you know, and I don't want to over dramatize this, but I've been hit by a car and I've been struck by lightning. Both were very painful. I've always told people up until this point, the most painful thing I've ever experienced was being struck by lightning. That really hurt. I wouldn't wish this on anybody. Not the most mean and vile person you've ever seen. I couldn't walk. I mean, I went to the doctor, and you know me well enough to know I don't go to the doctor. I just don't, you know. And, I knew I was in trouble, I said, Melissa, look at this. And, it wasn't that she said we were going, you know, to get this looked at. It was the expression on her face when she saw it. And, you know, Melissa's been a nurse for, you know, close to 20 years.
Did she think that
now.
You had contracted, at first glance, it could look like a severe infection, right?
Well, let me rewind a little bit. It was a Tuesday. I do a lot of the specialty planting here at work, you know, different plants. And it's that time of year where we're adding plants to our inventory or we're replacing, you know, what did not survive the winter. And, you know, it's a common occurrence. Every spring I do it. And, I have sometimes seasonal, allergies. So it's not uncommon for me to sneeze a little bit. But I started feeling worse and worse and left work and went home to train my clients. And one of my morning guys had to squat that night. So he was helping me. And I had a jacket on, you know. I'm still above 300 pounds. I'm still a pretty big guy, and I wear shorts year round.
Right.
So for me to have a hoodie on and go, man, I'm a little chilly, and he said, get upstairs. You know, and after about 10 minutes of fighting it, I felt so bad, I went upstairs, which I never do. My gym has been open for 10 years, and that is twice, you know, that I have left a session and gone upstairs. And I immediately went to sleep. So Melissa didn't see, and I knew my ankle was a little sore, my shin was a little sore, but I had squatted and done some Olympic drills, and, you know, that's not an uncommon occurrence. So I didn't think anything about it. She looked at it Wednesday night, less than 24 hours later, and it was red, but she was like, you know, let's look at it in the morning. Well, the next morning, it looked completely different.
Yeah.
And so when I saw her reaction, and then when I went to the doctor, and you got to understand, it's somewhat daunting, you know, for, you know, I've got a young female doctor who, you know, is a small person, and she comes in, and I'm not happy. You know, it's clear that I'm not happy to be there and that I'm hurting. She was giving me all these calming signals, and I knew at that point I was in trouble. I was in pretty serious trouble.
Right. Right.
So, anyway, just to give you an idea, now I'm less than 3 weeks out from Nationals, and I'm like, am I going to be able to go to the meet? You know, it's not like, hey, am I going to be okay? Are we going to be able to save my leg? Am I going to die? You know, right. I was like, am I going to be able to go to the meet? And Melissa was like, why don't we not worry about that right now? So they did did some blood work, and she said that, you know, we really don't like your white blood cell count to be above 10,000.
Right.
She didn't, not only did she tell me, she brought in the paperwork, the readout. My white blood cell count was at 14.8, you know, and I think in normal circumstances they'd have probably sent me to the hospital. But they busted me with an antibiotic, and Melissa would be able to tell you, I don't remember. And then they gave me another antibiotic as well, and it went to work pretty much immediately. I went from not being able to walk to... And understand why I bring that up is we went to the doctor. When we got back, Wes had to help me get out of Melissa's vehicle into his SUV and drive me up to the front door of my house and help me get on the couch.
Wow.
That's how bad it was.
Right.
So 2 days later, I was in the gym at least coaching. I didn't lift, but I...
You were standing on your
I
own.
Could,
yeah.
For a little bit. I had to get off of my feet, you know, periodically, and you know, because the ankle would swell up so bad. And that following Monday, I did a 60 kilo clean and jerk and actually shed tears. I didn't know how this was going to go.
Right.
And so we basically did the minimal amount of work just to keep me loose. I did no power lifting. And from there, we flew to Los Angeles and drove to Monrovia and went to the meet. I mean, it was... You know, it was there. So basically, for 3 weeks, I could do little to no training.
I got to ask you a question. So I've never been to an Olympic meet, and that's my own fault, obviously, because I had an opportunity to come and watch you lift when you were here in December. But I don't know where the hell I was, to be honest with you. I was out of town or what. But so I've been to plenty of powerlifting meets, and I know what they're like. Music is blasting. You can smell nose torque all over the room. Are Olympic lifting meets more refined, or are they just like a powerlifting meet? Are they like everybody?
I think Olympic lifters would tell you it's more refined. It made me really nervous because it's really quiet. The first Olympic lifting meet I ever did was at East Tennessee State, and they had music playing. It wasn't heavy metal. It was just rock and roll music. It was pretty sedate. And so they would have the music up when they introduced the lifter, but once the lifter approached the platform, they turned the music off, and everybody's really quiet. So that's, for me, is unnerving. That is so not powerlifting, so not strongman, because there's heavy metal music playing. People are screaming and
smacking
each other.
Oh, my God. It's like smacking each other, yeah.
You know, and I really thrive in that environment. That's my people, you know. And so, you know, you'll hear people yell for you, you know, like our crew would be, you know, let's go, Wade, or, you know, be fast, or, you know. But it's very, very different. So the inward focus has to really be on, because you're so stimulated at a powerlifting meet. It's the focus is different, I'll say that, but my inward focus has to be spot on, because it's just me and the barbell.
So
if that makes any sense.
Yeah, I could see like you being more nervous because it's so quiet. You know, it's like what?
Yeah,
why
it's
is it
too, too quiet? I honestly, I wish they'd play music, and I wish you know, I was like, somebody come from the crowd and punch me. You know, because it's just so. You know, it's just so far removed, you know, from what I'm accustomed to. I would say it's like golf, where people are very quiet during the shot, you know, and then like Tiger sinks the putt and then everybody loses their mind. Now, I mean, as soon as I completed the lift and got the down command, people were clapping and, you know, having a great time, and me and the guy that I was competing against had a great time, you know, during the award ceremony, and the crowd got a big kick out of that. But during the meet, during the lifting, everybody is ultra quiet. And so that was new. That's a new thing for me.
And I take it you did not have any nose torque with you.
I had ammonia capsules that I used in the back.
Okay. Right. So
not everybody was doing that. I was one of the few guys doing that.
Okay. Right. So I was just curious because I know that's always been a favorite of yours before a lift.
Oh yeah, yeah. Nose torque to wrap knees.
Hey, you know the people are like the janitor must be here. He must be washing the floor because I smell ammonia.
Oh, yeah.
That's funny. All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break, and then we're going to talk about what came out of that event. We're talking with Coach Wade Johnson, reinventing himself again. He's going to be 50. There's still hope for all of us. Listen to this story. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Have you tried Carbaline yet? It's what the pros use. At EFX Sports, we know athletes and we know what it takes to safely fuel their performance. That's why we created Carbaline, the ultimate formulated to win carbohydrate drink. Whether you want to quickly carb load before a big competition or you want to recover faster after a workout, Carbaline is the answer. Carbaline is sugar-free, gluten-free, and caffeine-free. Best of all, you can try Carbaline right now absolutely free. Just head over to GetCarbaline.com and sign up to receive a free sample of this amazing carbohydrate formula. Once again, that's GetCarbaline.com. GetCarbaline.com.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get two bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic, raw, EVOO, for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
For the best in real world, no nonsense, result producing and effective strength training, muscle building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Yeah!
nice.
There's one thing that could be said about Coach Wade Johnson is that he never holds back. Never leaves anything in the tank for next day. He pushes himself, and he's been doing this for decades. Folks, would you have to understand, and this is something that I want to mention real quick, because I got a lot of heat and a lot of accolades for having Michael Hearn on the show. The heat I got from people who refuse to believe that he's drug-free, and the accolades I got from people were the people who believe that the guy is just a machine. He's been getting up at, you know, 3 a.m. and doing cardio. He's in the gym at 4 a.m. He eats 5, 6, 7 times a day. He does everything like a machine. He's been doing it for decades. He's been doing it since he's in his 20s. And people find it hard to believe that the guy is drug-free. But what happens when you live this life, and so many of us say we live the life, but we don't. But when what happens when you live the life, like guys like O'Hearn and guys like Coach Wade Johnson, who is also drug-free and has been drug-free his whole career, but has done amazing things with his body, because you know why? Because when work schedules are such and he had to get into the gym at 4 a.m. in the morning, he did it. When work schedules were such and he had to get into the gym at 10 p.m. in the evening, he did it. When work schedules were such that he had to train at different times of the day, he did it. He never made excuses. He never let the second part of his life get in the way of the primary part of his life. He's made lifting what he does. To Coach Wade Johnson, doing what he does is like breathing. He doesn't have to think about it. He just does it. His chest rises, he takes a breath in. His chest falls, he takes a breath, lets a breath out. He does it, that's the way he lifts. So for those of you out there who are always trying to discredit somebody who is actually dedicated decades and decades of doing the same damn thing day in and day out, and you want to give credit to drugs instead of his hard work, shame on you. Okay? Now, with that being said, I mean, you've been doing this forever. You've been working this hard forever. I mean, yeah, you're the one who taught me the motto, the only bad workout is a missed workout, not, oh, yeah, you should take off later today.
Well, I'm a big proponent, and I don't know Mike. I've heard of Mike. Clearly, I've heard of Mike. And I'll be honest. I don't give a damn if he's using or not. I mean, what the guy does is incredible, and I think the thing that has to be celebrated is the guy's dedication to his craft. It is amazing. And, I've been around this stuff for a long time, and I've seen guys that use drugs, and they're not as strong as Mike, and they certainly don't look like him.
Right.
You know, and so it's one of those things where I think we have to be really careful about how judgmental we are. And I understand why we're a jaded and cynical society. I totally get it.
Well, it's easier because it's easier for me to say, you're using drugs, and that's why I can't do what you want to do, instead of looking in the mirror and going, I just don't work as hard as that guy. That's why
what it comes down to. And that would be my challenge. Instead of saying, well, he's able to do that because of what, and go, let's say me, Mike, and everybody we know is using something. What are you doing to better yourself? Why is everything a negative connotation? You know, this is the same. Someone's posting a comment on Facebook about your show, probably from the drive-thru of McDonald's.
Yeah.
You know, like before, you know, and I've said this before anybody puts me on some sort of moral pedestal because I chose to be drug-free, you know, it was a choice. That's the path that I wanted to take. And don't think for one minute that I have not thought about it throughout my entire career. You know, what could I have done, you know, or what would I do if I did? And I'm telling you, everybody's perspective would change on this if all of a sudden your job required you to be on something. Look, like, hey, you're faced with, I'm going to lose my job if I don't do this.
Right.
All of a sudden, that moral compass is going to shift really quick. We got to get back to celebrating what people accomplish and what, you know, what the human spirit is capable of, not only in our athletics, but just in everyday life. And you've seen me post about this. So it really pisses me off when somebody makes a judgment call based on 45 minutes of conversation on a radio show that they all of a sudden have this guy all completely figured out,
right,
when they don't know jack about him. And I'll tell you why I know Mike. I know what it's like to make the sacrifice every day, that I have to be at work at a certain time, and I have responsibilities, and I have a son, and I have a significant other, and I run a business, and I still want to be strong. I want to walk into the room and people go, damn, I'm almost 50, and people do, not only do they think, well, he looks good for 50, because that, they think that I'm the crazy old man that does stuff that nobody else does.
Right, right.
Celebrate that. Don't judge me. You don't know me.
Right.
You have no idea, and you have no idea what I have had to go through to get to where I'm at.
Right.
This is the financial sacrifice, the time sacrifice. You have no idea. You know, so that's why when I see like these kids now at the X Games doing the crazy stuff they do on a snowboard and skating board, I applaud them.
Right. Like,
they're crazy.
Right.
But you know, now they got $1 million contract and I'm
yeah,
like,
but you don't realize you
rock
don't
it on.
Yeah, but you don't realize the hundreds and hundreds of hours they spent just falling off the board.
Sure.
Never mind getting it right. Exactly. Exactly.
You know, and then there's the 10,000 other guys that either couldn't do what they did even with that time, you know, or the people that, like in powerlifting, like in Olympic lifting, you know, we're all an injury away from being your average person,
right,
you know.
Right.
So,
well,
anyway,
I didn't want to get off tangent, but it was an important discussion. I want to get back on track here. We're going to go a little long with the segment. So talk about this last meet. What did you go in there to do? What did you do? And what are you doing next?
Well, there was three competitors, so as long as I didn't bomb, I was going to make a podium, which for me was huge.
Right.
You know, a lot of people will say, well, there was only three, so you had to make a podium. No, you can bomb. And at this point in my career, you know, being able to perform, you know, and at a national meet, you know, it's not always like this in powerlifting. At a national meet, your lifts still have to meet a certain requirement. They won't let you open. You can't go and token at a national meet. You can't do a token lift. I watched them at the scorer's table make a lift or change. He had to up his lifts because there was a minimum requirement for you to compete. You know, so you still have to perform. If you qualify, you still have to lift and perform at the national level when you're at a national meet. So basically, after being injured and then not being able to train for 3 weeks, my hope was just to finish. I wanted to be an example for my gym, for my teammates at the Olympic gym, and for my online client base. You know, and to tell you why this is so important, my Team Ochre guys online got together. They contacted Melissa with unbeknownst to me and said, what does Wade need? You know, because I won't, now, like if you called me and said, man, I need $200 for this thing for the studio. All right? Not a problem.
Right.
But I will not buy myself, you know, I got the cheapest pair of Olympic shoes I could find and I'm like, I'm gold, you know. And I've been very blessed and very fortunate in my strength career that companies thought enough of me that they gave me stuff.
Right.
You know, otherwise I couldn't have afforded to do it. I just, you know, I'm not going to lie to you. You know, I've had a family, you know, I've got a business, you know, I own a house, you know, so a lot of that eats up what I do, you know, and I probably give away as much as I make, and I don't get a cookie for that. That's just the life I lead.
Right.
And so they got with Melissa and said, what does he need? And, you know, Melissa's been on me since before we even decided we were a couple about Olympic shoes, and they went out and bought me a $200 pair of Olympic shoes, sent them to me, and the note said, go win nationals.
Oh, that's nice.
So, yeah, I mean, it's hard for me to not be emotional speaking about it, that, you know, these guys pay me money to coach them.
Right.
And, you know, so for them to collectively do something for what we do together as work and what they're trying to achieve and how I help them, for them to think enough of me to one, contact Melissa and then do something like that, it meant one thing, that no matter what my results would be, regardless of my obstacles, I needed to follow through. You know, lift what I could lift and the chips fall where they may. And national events, you know, I say this about powerlifting with national and world events, those are not meets to hit your personal records in. Those are meets that you go and you try to be the smartest and best lifter you can and win the event. And it was, you know, and at this age, you know, it was my day. The guy I was competing against, we had one guy that withdrew. I don't know why. I haven't taking the time to reach out to him and see if everything's good or if he just didn't make the trip or whatever the case may be. The other gentleman, Stuart Venable, is a former national champion. So I knew I had my hands full. And, you know, not being able to really train, I had hit a 90-kilo snatch and probably a week out in 100-105 clean and jerk, well below my best, but, you know, at least I could perform the lifts. I could easily exceed the minimum, and, you know, and we would go and see what would happen,
right.
You know.
Right.
And we both opened conservatively. There was some gamesmanship on his part. I knew he was doing it, which I expected, and that's cool.
What does that mean, gamesmanship? What does that mean?
Well, with Olympic lifting, you get X amount of changes within a time range. The time clock is really, really strict in Olympic lifting.
Mm-hmm.
And you can change your attempt as long as it's going up. See, in powerlifting, there's a round system. In Olympic lifting, it's a session. So let's say the opening snatch is 70 kilos. It never goes down. And the next load is 71. So if you hit 70, they'll, and everybody else is heavier, they'll load 71, and then the clock starts.
Mm.
You have 1 minute. Then you can change it. And if you follow yourself, you get 2 minutes. But that's it. I mean, there's no 15-minute, you know, rest period in between attempts, you know, like the round system in powerlifting.
Right, right.
So, you know, they called Stuart. He was opening at 75, and all at once he changed to 80, which was my opener. And so we had a few more lifters.
Did he know what your opener was? Is it?
Oh, yeah, we both knew what each other was opening
at.
But I was in the same warm-up room. As a matter of fact, Stuart and I shared the warm-up platform a little bit as we were loosening up. You know, and at this point in our careers, we know who each other, you know, everybody knows, you know, who the other is. And so, you know, there's not a whole lot of gamesmanship going on back there. It's about how you select your numbers trying to get into your competitor's head.
Mm-hmm.
But I knew based on what I saw in the warm-up room, at least on that day, that I was the stronger lifter. And so we just did enough to stay ahead. When he missed his last attempt at 85, so he finished with 83. So we just went conservative, and I did 80, 85, and 87. And 87 was my best lift of the day. And I had a pretty good rhythm at that point. And so.
So you won that, you won that meet.
Well, I was ahead. We went into clean and jerk, and I had a 4-kilo lead. And I did enough in my opener that it forced him to hit a lift that I don't think he was quite prepared to hit. And I finished with 105-kilo clean and jerk, and I think I won by 9 kilos.
That's awesome. You didn't expect that. I got to believe you went that right.
I knew that if I had a good day, you know, I could potentially hit 200, 205. And, you know, Osman was like, let's be smart.
Right.
You know, let's, you know, we've come along. We've flown all the way from Nashville to Los Angeles, and then we had to drive from Los Angeles to Monrovia. And, you know, we had a whole team of people there. And like I said, I was, like, Melissa screaming at me after Osman's snatch session because I was being called on roll call for weigh-in. I mean, it's really intense.
Right.
And so, you know, we've got a team of people there, and Osman is relying on me, you know, to help, you know, especially when he's lifting.
Right, right.
So you know, there's just a lot. It's busy. So
yeah, there's a lot going on. Yeah, yeah.
So it was one of those things where we wanted to do, you know, if I had a chance to win, we wanted to do enough to win, and you know, and live to fight another day. Because I honestly feel. And it's something that I need, you know, with Olympic lifting, that my best lifting is still ahead of me.
All right, here's what I want to do. I want to take our last commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk about a very tough subject. You know what I want to talk about?
I have no idea.
You're a big guy. That was really an advantage when you were powerlifting. Tissue leverage, all that good stuff.
Sure.
Is it still a good thing for you in Olympic lifting? Stay tuned. We'll be right back with Coach Wade Johnson.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes
healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to oral health problems. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workout the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Have you tried Carbolin yet? It's what the pros use. At EFX Sports, we know athletes and we know what it takes to safely fuel their performance. That's why we created Carbolin, the ultimate formulated to win carbohydrate drink. Whether you want to quickly carb load before a big competition or you want to recover faster after a workout, Carbolin is the answer. Carbolin is sugar-free, gluten-free, and caffeine-free. Best of all, you can try Carbolin right now absolutely free. Just head over to GetCarbolin.com and sign up to receive a free sample of this amazing carbohydrate formula. Once again, that's GetCarbolin.com. GetCarbolin.com.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoKana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Cana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Cana banner ad today.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Coach Wade Johnson. Masters Olympic lifting. Coach Johnson will be 50 soon, and he's already reinventing himself.
from elite powerlifter, I predict, to an amazing Masters Olympic lifter. Because of the dedication, the drive, the commitment that he makes to these sports. It's nothing short of that, folks. Don't fool yourself. Coach Johnson definitely has some genetic gifts that he got from his dad. His son has them too. There's no doubt about it. But lots of genetic gifts go wasted, untapped, unused, unexploited, because people don't have the dedication, the drive, and the courage to put other things aside in their lives and focus on this or that. I mean, look at the way he and Melissa decided to spend date night doing Olympic lifting. I mean, that's so cool. It's just so cool. Okay, so what about your weight? Your weight was an advantage. In fact, it was almost necessary for powerlifting. You've taught us about tissue leverage. You've taught us a lot about what weight does for the powerlifter. And as a result of that, you were able to do the things that you did in powerlifting. You've confided in me at different periods of your life. You've said, you know, I think after I get past this point, I'm going to try to diet down. And you have. You've lost a bunch of weight from where you were when you were competing in powerlifting. But is that weight now actually a deficit in a explosive, technique-driven lifting style like Olympic lifting?
It certainly can be. I'm probably not technically sound enough for me to not, you know, see the difference. Now, my weight is a little up right now, but I'm still well below where I was at the height of my powerlifting career. I think probably the biggest obstacle that I find is where I need to be tight for powerlifting is where I don't need to be tight for Olympic lifting. You know, because of bench pressing or, you know, the way that we do overhead pressing, I'm a little more tight than I need to be. I'm very supple for a guy that's about to be 50 and a tad over 300 pounds, but the guys that are technically good are extremely flexible and extremely supple, and they're much more dynamic. I'm still, you know, when I feel like I'm really moving quickly and look at the video, I go, golly, I'm really slow. But, you know, being a guy that's worked on staying supple and having some experience with the lifts, that's been a help. But there's no question, you know, you've seen me, my bread and butter for strength, both, you know, especially for powerlifting, but in strongman also, is because I have an enormous back and huge shoulder girdle, you know.
Right.
And that's what allowed me to, you know, to push some of the weight that I did. That is not necessarily something that you want for Olympic lifting.
Really?
You'll see, you know, even the big guys, you know, a super in Olympic lifting, you know, it's the 105 kilo plus. Well, that's, you know, 231 and above, you know, so you're considered a super heavyweight at that point. So, and you'll see the guys that are really, really good, even big guys, they're a lot slimmer in the shoulders and the lats than I am. Now, they may have big traps, and a lot of them do, you know, and big legs, you know, and they're thick. They're very thick, but they don't have the arm development, you know, that I do. And that becomes a detriment. For me, racking the weight, you know, in a clean, you know, it's a problem because of the size of my arms and forearms. And that's, you know, even if I don't train them, and I do, because I'm never here. Let me state this. I plan to take this Olympic lifting thing as far as I can, but do not think for one second that I'm not going to continue training powerlifting. It's not going to happen. I've had several of the coaches that know Osmond, you know, if you would only give up powerlifting,
I knew it.
What you would be able to do.
That was my next
never,
question.
Never, never going to happen.
Right.
I will die a powerlifter. You know, whether that's tomorrow or 30 years from now, I will be a powerlifter. And my goal has always been, you know, I want to be competitive at the national level, you know, in three sports. And I've been very fortunate, you know, to do what I did in powerlifting, you know, and I want to continue to do. And, you know, to win a national event in Olympic lifting, you know, for me is a huge, you know, that's a huge accomplishment for me just on a personal level. And, you know, and I've won strongman events. Now, I've not made it to strongman nationals, but there's only so much time, you know.
Right.
I'm that is definitely something that in the future, I don't know when, you know, with the rest of the year is really booked up, because you were asking me what was next, in June.
Well, I wanted to save what is next for the last segment, because we have to take one more break, because
okay.
We went long on one segment. But here's what I okay. do. I am interested in. So what is a suit? Okay. So super heavyweight in Olympic lifting is 105 kilo plus, right?
Right.
What is super heavy in powerlifting?
Once you get past 308.
308. Yeah. So, you know what I was thinking? I was thinking about you said, like, when you said, I will always be a power lifter, there was so much pride in what you were saying. It was like, I will never turn my back on that good woman who made me who I am. That's what I heard you saying. And here's what I was thinking. Power lifters are to strength sports. What those big, have you ever seen the big earth movers? I mean the big dump trucks that the wheels are bigger than the average big earth mover. That's who powerlifters are. They don't move very fast, but they can actually like run into the side of a mountain and shear the mountain off as they stay on their path. That's the difference between a powerlifter and an Olympic lifter, I think.
Well, it's one of even at the national level, you know, I was in the warm-up area, and Melissa always finds this entertaining because, you know, here we are, we're in California, and I bumped into a handful of people. Ode Hagen, I'm probably destroying his name. Ode has competed at World's Strongest Man, and did so, I think, into his 40s that he, you know, was at qualifiers, which is an astounding feat in and of itself.
Right.
And the guy still, not only this isn't a big old fat guy, this is a big old strong dude. I mean, he's got hands like vice grips. It is staggering. And so I bumped into him. I've not seen him in years. Linda Jo Belsito, who is a perennial National Olympic champion. He used to be a monster power lifter as well. Martin Drake, who's involved in all things AAU. You know, so she got a big kick out of, you know, me bumping into people at an Olympic meet that I knew. And, but the guy.
And that, wait. Then more importantly, that knew of you. I kind of get the feeling a lot of people, when Dr. Gallini said, oh, Wade Johnson, yeah, I know who he is. You know, he's a super strength athlete, super strong guy. I don't think people realize, because everybody's so familiar with you. You know, you're just big old lovable Wade, you know, and you really are. I mean, even though if they saw you right before a 1,000-pound squat, they probably wouldn't like you as much. But you are big old lovable Wade. I mean, you're just the nicest, gentlest, kind of really, really giving guy in the world. And I don't think people realize how many people know who you are.
Well, I'll tell you a quick story. I'll try to keep it short. I have an online client who has been to one of my clinics, and she listens to the show. And she called a friend of mine who owns an apparel company, has accessories and stuff like that. And I said, you know, call this guy and tell him that I sent you, and he'll take great care of you. He'll know exactly what you're talking about, and he'll know what you need to get, and his prices are great. And so she said she called him and actually got him on the phone, and she told him, you know, that I had said to call, and said, well, make sure that you tell Wade I said hello. And she messaged, she and Melissa talk all the time, and she messaged Melissa. She goes, does that man know everybody? And here's I've been doing this a long time.
That's my point.
So, you know, I've been very, very fortunate, you know, through a lot of different sports, you know, to be in touch with a lot of people and to have a hand in, you know, in development of certain things. And that's a blessing. I mean, now, have I worked really hard? Yes, I have. But let's not pretend, you know, that I've been very, very fortunate and that I'm very, very blessed to be in the position that I am.
Let's do this. Let's take our last commercial break, and then we're going to talk about where this is going to take you in the future. Stay tuned. We're talking to Coach Wade Johnson. We'll be right back.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Have you tried Carbaline yet? It's what the pros use. At EFX Sports, we know athletes and we know what it takes to safely fuel their performance. That's why we created Carbaline, the ultimate formulated to win carbohydrate drink. Whether you want to quickly carb load before a big competition or you want to recover faster after a workout, Carbaline is the answer. Carbaline is sugar-free, gluten-free, and caffeine-free. Best of all, you can try Carbaline right now absolutely free. Just head over to GetCarbaline.com and sign up to receive a free sample of this amazing carbohydrate formula. Once again, that's GetCarbaline.com. GetCarbaline.com.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
You have a federal student loan? Did you know that the federal government has allotted millions of dollars to reduce or forgive your student loan debt? Are you getting your share of these federal forgiveness program dollars? If you answer no, then you need to call 866-539-2755 right now. FedAidAdvisors.com will qualify you right over the phone for free. One free phone call and FedAidAdvisors.com guarantees to reduce your payments, eliminate interest for the first 3 years, and even wipe your loan debt clean for those who qualify. The call is free to find out if you qualify. Call 866-539-2755 right now. That's 866-539-2755.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. We're talking with Coach Wade Johnson. That's my best Sean Connery imitation. You know, It's no small feat what Coach Johnson does over and over again. But more importantly, if you want to learn about powerlifting, if you want to learn about strength and conditioning, if you want to learn about Olympic lifting, this is a guy you can go to. He's approachable. He's honest. He's hardworking. He'll work circles around you, and he will make you a better version of yourself because of that. And the best way to reach you, Coach Johnson, is on Facebook. Is that right?
Facebook or email. I have a personal page. There's an Ogre Compound page. And the two email addresses are supersquat800@yahoo.com and teamogre@outlook.com.
Okay. So what's next? Are you going to compete again? If so, when?
Osmond is really, really serious about having a very competitive national level masters team. Osmond has won nationals as a master 12 years in a row now. And I'm, you know, let me put this in perspective. I want to say, see, when they're little, I can't keep up, but I want to say he's lifted at 69 kilos, which puts him at about 154 pounds. And I know he did American Masters at the next weight class, which I think is 77. And I think all he did was just do enough to weigh in to make the 77 class, which he won. And I can't remember. I think he snatched 90 kilos, which, you know, that's 198 pounds. Now, remember, this guy weighs 154 pounds. And then he clean and jerked 120, and that's not his limit. I mean, he's like me. He's fighting. He's got a leg injury that's about as severe as my knee, and he's got a shoulder issue that's probably about as severe as my shoulder issue, and clean and jerked 120. So, you know, that's a 264-pound clean and jerk, and did it fast.
Right.
You know, and this is a guy that weighs 150.
Right.
So
right.
He's like a foot shorter than me. So.
Right, right.
So he wants us to be very, very competitive and very busy. So in June, the first weekend of June, I think it is, I am going to do, I guess it's considered international, it's the Pan Am Masters, and that'll be my first step into that arena. Now, I'm not, unless something happens, you know, and it would be a negative happening, the guy that's the number one lifter in my age bracket is going to be there. I cannot right now beat him. There is just no way. And I would not want to win by something, by him bombing or having an injury or having him scratch.
Yeah, I know.
Great, great guy.
That's hollow.
Really good guy. And, you know, my biggest, you know, I'm excited to compete, but I'm also excited to meet this guy because he is what I hope to be. And so it's going to be, it'll be an honor and exciting for me to not only share the platform, but compete against him. You know, I told him plain and simple, I look forward to you handing me my ass, you know, but plan on me learning. And, you know, it may be when we're 70. But I will find a way to get good enough, and I will push him.
Right.
I want to see what he does under pressure. And my hope is that whatever he thinks he's capable of when he's pushed, that he does more. If I win, great. If he wins, perfect. I want to see what we do when it's all on the line, when I get technically advanced. But
right.
My hope there, there's already four people entered in my class, top three podium. You know, so again, to podium at a meet like that would be the goal. After that, August is the Masters World Cup, and it is rarely held in the United States, and this year it's going to be in Dallas. He has not told me definitively that he wants me to compete at that meet, but that is potential. And then November will be American Masters, and I will most likely do that. In that period, from probably August to December, I may start some preparation to actually compete in powerlifting again. One of my goals, and I've said it on the show many times, is I want to be 50 and I want to squat 800 pounds.
Right, right. Yeah.
So that's what's on the agenda right now.
And it sounds like a lot. I'm listening to this and I'm thinking, man, this is a lot.
It's hard. I'm not going to lie to you. It's hard. I would never tell anybody, you know, to do it, but this is the life that Melissa and I lead. I mean, you know, we get up, she gets up, bless her heart. She changed jobs. It's been a few months ago. So now we're not getting up at like 20 to 4 so she can get her training in. But she still, I mean, every day the alarm goes off between 4:20 and 4:30, usually most mornings, Monday through Friday. And she gets up and makes coffee and starts the warm-up process. And then, you know, I kind of lumber through. I always check my online stuff, and I take care of our dogs. And then we're in the gym. And that goes until I have to get ready for work, and then I go to work. And Monday, Wednesday, and Friday evenings, she is training at the Olympic gym. Monday, I have clients. So I do that. I do my Olympic training in the morning. And then Wednesday evenings, she and I meet at the gym after work, and we train. And then Friday evening, when, you know, a lot of people are going out, I'll be honest, there's times where I've told her, you know, I'd rather us be out doing something, but I know how important this is to her, and it's important to me,
right?
And that's the sacrifice we have to make. And Saturday morning is, you know, I'm training people, and because we're doing a different routine for the getting ready for Pan Ams, it's going to become a training day for us for the Olympic lifting. So basically we have Saturday night to do something, and then Sunday is when we go and, you know, we go to all the specialty places that we buy food, and, you know, we cook and get prepared for the week. So it is a lot. I mean, the wear and tear is significant. It was a contributing factor, I think, to the cellulitis being so bad, you right. know, just because of the chronic fatigue. And that, you know, let me say this, you know, as we age, you know, I got a message from Ricky Dale Crane that, hey, you know, you're not even 40 anymore, you know, in so many words, you know,
right.
So you got to start paying attention. And I know that this was a shot across the bow, so to speak, that, you know, I got to know when to pull back a little bit. I've got to be smarter, you know, because used to just having an iron will is not going to be enough. I've got to be able to have that kind of will, but know when I, you know, like Louis Simmons and I have spoke about many times, you know, he doesn't worry about guys that really want to do it if they'll work hard enough. You know, his worry is always, will they work smart enough?
Right.
And so, you know, being intuitive, like you said initially, with training, you know, we're just training is intuitive because you get, you know, it's just like breathing. It's something that is natural and something that you do. You know, I have to be very, very astute and much more intuitive about, you know, where my body is. And I'm like, I messaged you earlier, you know, I'm eating 6-7 times a day, and I'm every time I stick something in my mouth, even if it's a protein drink, there's a handful of supplements that
right.
follow it. And, you know, so it's a lot. I mean, you know, you're constantly ordering supplements, you're constantly laying them out, you're mixing something, you're preparing something, you know, and we never leave the house where there's not a bag full of something, food, supplements,
right.
drink. I mean, flying to Los Angeles was a pain, you know, so because we've got all these special flight things so they don't confiscate them or think you're
right.
trying to be a bomber or something.
Right.
So,
right.
you know, and then, you know, of course, immediately someone looks at me, you know. It clearly, you know, there's always questions. So,
just because of your size? Yeah.
Sure, sure.
Yeah.
And, you know, and then I'll, you know, my bag, almost always when I fly, eventually my carry-on gets checked.
Yeah.
And my carry-on was my Olympic bag. So as soon as the guy opened it up and he goes, oh, you're a weightlifter, I knew it, you know. And so, you know. And that always sparks conversation. So, and that's fine. I mean,
how much
you know,
do
they're
you
doing
live?
Their job. Yeah, well, that always happens. That I always hate those conversations because, you know, the typical guy is just not going to understand that. And I never want it to be boastful. You know, I did what I did, but, you know, it's just, you know, I'd much rather, you know, this guy told me about, you know, an injury that he had about squatting and was asking me.
Yeah,
about
and he already knows, right. He's already indoctrinated. You don't have to like go, well, which lift are you talking about? Well, how many lifts are
right.
you know, it's like, okay, I got to catch a plane. I got to go now.
Right. So I'd rather have the conversation about what this guy's interested in versus, you know, talking about my lifts.
We have to go ahead and pull the plug on the interview. We've actually done a very long interview today, but it needed to be done. You haven't been on the show in a long time. We're going to change that. For those of you who want to reach out and either communicate or talk about retaining Coach Johnson, he does distance coaching. SuperSquad800@yahoo.com has been his email address since he squatted 800. I kept telling him when he got to 1,000, he needed to change it to SuperSquad1000. He wouldn't do it, but there you go. That's just me. But anyway, reach out to him. He can help you
achieve your strength and conditioning goals naturally also. And show him some love. Go to his Facebook page. You look for Wade Johnson. You'll know you're at the right Wade Johnson page because there's lots of videos about lifting weights there. Also want to thank Dr. Jeff Galini for the first segment, Science for Humans, about CGMP manufacturing and its importance. Check them out by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking one of the many All-American Pharmaceutical or EFX Sports banner ads. Wade, good talking to you, brother. Stay on the phone, okay, because I want to talk to you after the show, okay?
All right, man. Thanks for having me.
And we'll talk to everybody tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio. Brooks Kubik is on with us. We're going to do a show and dedicate it to the passing of his dad tomorrow. You'll want to tune in. We'll see you then.
Superhuman.